This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let us tackle a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll
sing
them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I don't know why Aaron just doesn't play along with the jingles. It drives me nuts. All right. We have Erica and Cody. And what's happening?
We have a lovely couple today. They are trying to determine whether they owe a debt to their friends or not. We're going to help them out.
Okay. Erica won the toss. She gets to go first. Erica?
Yay.
What's happening?
So my boyfriend and I, we had like two friends over for dinner last weekend, and they got their car like broken into, and they had like a bunch of like laptops and just like photography equipment stolen.
While sitting in front of your house?
Yeah. So they were parked like out in front of our house. Yeah. And I felt really bad because I thought, well, their stuff wouldn't have gotten stolen if they didn't come, you know, downtown, you know, to our place. So I like offered to, you know, give them some money to, you know, replace some of their items. But my boyfriend feels differently about that.
Okay. Well, let's just jump straight into his side here. Cody.
Yay.
So what's your side of this?
Well, initially, you know, when I heard about what happened, I felt bad, obviously, because they're friends of mine, some friends of ours. But the way they came at us, I just didn't appreciate it. You know, because I have a friend, they have some photography and MacBook equipment. So I have a friend who is a photographer. So I was going to maybe try to give him a call and see maybe he has some backup equipment or a discount at some place. But I mean, the fact that Tom and Brianna think we should reimburse them for their equipment is completely ridiculous. And the way they came at us, I just didn't appreciate it. So,
they came after you and said, like, you owe us?
Yeah, that we should just reimburse them for all the expensive stuff they left in the car. And they're grown adults. I'm not, you know, if their car had hit in a pothole, am I responsible for the flat tire? That doesn't make any sense either. You know, you shouldn't leave expensive stuff in your car. You know, I mean, my friends, I would help them, but it's like, I don't owe them anything. I'm not indebted to them.
I feel like you've really drawn a line in the sand by coming on a radio show and then calling them out by name. I feel like, do you want to still be friends with them, Cody? Or it sounds like this bridge is burning for you.
I mean, I think when push comes to shove, when it comes to things like, when you get into a corner where money becomes a thing, and I think people start to show their true colors. And if that's the people, that's the kind of people they are, then I don't think I could rely on them in big situations when I really need them, because then they're just going to think themselves and money first.
Have they like calmed down though? Was it in the heat of the moment where they said that, or was it kind of later?
It was, well, at first they were just shocked and they were trying to file the police report and doing all of that. But once they calmed down, they were thinking, okay, well, they were trying to logic their way backwards. Mm. And because we live in, you know, yeah, sure, if they had never come here, then I don't know, maybe theoretically it could have happened in front of their place. Either way, just because they came to visit us does not mean I'm responsible for everything that happens within my city.
Yeah. Okay, let's start to get a jury together. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Erica, do you think they have any responsibility for leaving crap in there? Like, I don't know.
Expensive stuff, it seems.
Like, yeah.
It is, like, expensive stuff. And, like, yes, you know, they are the ones that, you know, ultimately left it in their car. But, I mean, we're really good friends. And I felt bad. And I would just think, you know, if the roles were reversed, you know, I think I would like for someone to do that, you know, for me. So, I wasn't, you know, advocating to pay back everything, but maybe just pitch them some money at least, because I just felt bad.
I'm torn because, like, so my car was broken into in my driveway of, like, a decent suburb, and I immediately told my best friend, because that's what I do, just to vent and be like, man, this sucks. She ended up giving me money, like, more than what the guy stole out of my car.
Why?
Yeah.
Because she's nice.
That's a good friend. That's a good friend.
But I didn't ask for it.
Right.
And that's where I'm kind of torn.
You make my eye twitch.
Me too.
No, that is a very nice gesture.
That is, yeah.
But if you had
said... Is
she
looking for more friends, maybe?
Right.
She loves you guys. She would absolutely.
So, Cody, for you, it sounds to me like you're just a personal responsibility guy. They,
yeah.
Even though it was at your house... They left expensive stuff in their car, and
it was on a street in downtown Denver. I mean, it's not my street. They should just maybe mend and ask the mayor for that. I mean, it's thousands of dollars.
And it's well, guess who's on one?
All right, let's get it. You're right, and I don't know what the insurance policies are. Like when your car was broken into, Aaron. Like insurance is not going to cover.
Oh no, nothing. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I wonder because I'm trying to imagine like if you came and visited me and my kid like keyed your car, well,
that's
then,
you.
Then
that's
I'd
you.
Be like, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm directly responsible. But I mean, it sounds like unless Cody, you know, the people who robbed the car, way to know.
But is it the nice gesture? It's like, you wouldn't have been robbed if you didn't come see me. They would, those people, they wouldn't have been robbed.
That's not true either though. I mean, if they could have left their car anywhere and they left their laptops out in wherever they lived, that you can't say it never would have happened.
That's true, yeah. You wouldn't have gotten robbed if you wouldn't have had all that stuff in there. Your car might have got broken into still, but you wouldn't be out the photography equipment and stuff. I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to get a jury for you guys. Hang tight. Do not move. I'm a little bit on both sides because I think what your friend did for you, Aaron, is beautiful.
Yeah.
They had no responsibility and they just did it out of the kindness of their heart.
But it wasn't anything close to what was stolen out of their friend's car.
We're talking photography equipment and
that's
laptops. We're talking thousands of dollars. I don't think even Erica is saying she wants to pay the whole thing. But she wants to help. And Cody's like, no.
Well, because it sounds like they were kind of like, hey, what are you going to do? How are you going to make this right? And it's like, well, we...
I didn't put the laptop...
Yeah, you're not
letting... Did I say, make sure you bring your laptop and leave it on the streets of downtown Denver?
Right. That's...
That's not smart.
Mm-mm. No.
But it's also...
But you do want to be a good friend. But then are they being a good friend because they came to you and they're like, come on, pay up.
Asking is real weird. But, or is it? It's like, you know, I didn't...
Well, and I don't know. Do they do photography? Is like, are they just out their livelihood? So
that does.
That'll
suck.
Make a big difference.
So Erica wants to help pay back the friends who were robbed while at a dinner party at their house. And Cody's like, don't bring your laptop. Don't lose your laptop.
Mm-hmm. And don't demand money.
Yeah. I don't think that Tom and Brianna are friends with them anymore if they're listening. And if you are Tom and Brianna, we'd love to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And the mayor.
Is it Hancock still? Who's our mayor? No.
No, it's other
Johnson
guy.
Dude.
It's the, he's got the Sherpa jacket on all the
time. That's what I remember, too. Yeah. I think it is John. I don't know.
All right. If you're the mayor.
You're a man in a Sherpa jacket.
Yes. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great maid debate between Erica and Cody. They had a dinner party, and during the dinner party, one of their guests had their car robbed.
Mm-hmm. Lots of expensive stuff, some computers, some photography equipment got taken out of there, and the friends weren't happy about it.
So much so that they actually asked for some reimbursement. Erica's like, absolutely, you're our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody's like, it's not how this works.
Right.
Like,
you shouldn't, you're adults. You should know how to park a car, know the risk you're taking by leaving that stuff in there. And we're probably not friends anymore. It sounds like after this.
Yeah. It seems like Cody has resigned himself to that. So Erica, Cody, we're going to get some jury members for you guys. Feel free to jump in with any of them. The first one is Claire.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, and I preface this by telling you that I am a 30-year insurance professional and can be called to court as an expert witness.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
No, nothing is covered because it's not permanently attached. They are not responsible in any way, shape, or form because it was parked in a public area. I'm assuming it was parked on the street because it was Denver because there's no parking.
Right.
So they're absolutely not responsible. And quite frankly, how... stupid, really? Let me load up my camera equipment and my computer and drive to downtown Denver and see what happens. Like,
okay,
that's just stupidity.
Okay, Claire, so you've given us all the legal ease. What about just...
being a good friend.
Yeah, what about that? Is there any moral...
you know, we can't exclude a claim because there's no stupidity clause.
Amen, Claire. Amen. And your accent just makes everything sound so much more intelligent.
That's why we love Claire when she calls. Thank you, Claire. I mean, I'm just the thing is, well, let's just keep going, but I'm having a weird change of heart about it. But Catherine?
Yay.
Yeah, whose side are you on?
I'm totally on Cody's side. Oh, and it's all because of, like, the response of their friends. Like, if they didn't respond, like, all entitled and, like, you guys owe me, then I'd be on her side of, like, just offer to help out a bit.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're just kind of entitled. And I get what Cody said about probably not being friends in the future. Because if someone kind of, like, brings up money, like, in that sense, I think they're picking something that's more important than actually, like, are they going to be there for you in the long term of things? I don't know. I'm definitely on Cody's side. I don't think they responded well. It obviously wasn't Cody and his lady.
But I mean, let me just say this. If this happened, thank you for the call. I just want to say this. Tiak, you've been invited to my house.
Yes.
If you came to my house,
I would absolutely hire someone to break into my car and be like, Slacker, pay for my equipment.
But like, Tiak has DJ equipment.
Yeah.
If someone stole his DJ equipment, that's costing him money. That's costing him income, and I forced him to come to my house to watch Princess Bride.
And I'm maybe I needed to go to a gig afterwards.
But why was your DJ equipment in your car?
I mean, that's a bad friend for.
No, it's not. Shut up, Cody. Princess Bride is dope.
I get it. There's a nice thing, but I don't think I would ask you for it either.
I know you wouldn't ask, but
about
like
the friendship thing.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't have empathy for them, and I will always have my friends back. And had they not approached us and demanded the whole thing be replaced, and first of all, what does that even mean? Like, do you have a receipt? Are we going to prorate it after 2 years of use? Like, what does that even mean? If you came at me like, hey, let's try to figure this out, I'm sure. Maybe we can do a GoFundMe page, and I would hit up my friends.
We could make it together.
Something like that. We come up with a solution. Right. Yeah. But the first thing shouldn't be, hey, it's your fault. Give me $2,000, $3,000.
But it is your fault for living downtown. A little bit.
Listen, times are tough.
They weren't asking us to like pay back everything. Like, I just think it's—I don't know—they're really good friends of ours. So I just figured it would be like a nice gesture.
They're not friends of yours anymore, Erica. Just so you know, Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I don't remember the names here, but I'm on the gentleman's side here. I think there's a few things for me. One is that insurance is intended for replacing things like that in those situations.
We just talked to Claire, who was in insurance, and like when this happened to Aaron, it's like the stuff, they'll fix your car, they'll fix the window maybe,
mm-hmm.
but then if you left crap in your car,
that's on you. That's why mm-hmm. like I didn't, because I don't know, maybe I forgot to lock the door. Like, he just opened the door, so nothing was broken, luckily.
My $10 million diamond got stolen. Insurance.
You know, like, who covers it is your homeowners. Like, if it's parked at my house, then you go like, hey, my stuff from inside my house. But like, they're parked downtown. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think.
Well, maybe in defense of the friends, maybe they're like, we don't want to get insurance. We don't want your rates to go up. Like, can you just give us some money and they'll just settle it that way kind of thing. But that's.
But if it's like with Erin, where she lost $60, I can settle up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You lost a MacBook?
Yeah, true.
What they should do is invite him over for dinner again.
And
then just like, here's a car camera.
Okay. That's helpful, Erin. Amy?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
You know, while I love how kind her heart is, I'm on his side.
Why?
Sorry. I feel like, for one thing, had they offered to give the money to these guys, that would have been one thing. But the fact that they demanded it was just plain rude. And the way I see it is, if these guys had gotten in a car accident or something on the way and died, would the family, you know, charge this couple or sue this couple? I think that they shouldn't have had the stuff in their car to begin with. And so they're not to blame at all.
Thank you for the call, Amy. Listen, Erica, we could just keep beating you up like a... there's literally nobody. We can't. Like, was there anybody in the city and county of Denver? Even the mayor texted in saying... No, he didn't. But like...
He said, turn this dribble off.
I mean, where I turn the corner is how lovely Aaron's friend is.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they had allowed you to be lovely, then I would be a little more on Erica's side. But where I think all of us flipped was when they were like, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to make this right?
Mm-hmm. It's your fault.
100%.
And it's, there's no coming back from that. So, Erica, you're...
we saved you some money. I'm gonna still stick to what I would do, but Cody and I will have to talk.
Okay. Yeah, babe, we're gonna have to talk about this
over dinner. Can we come over?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bum bum. Sing.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Good evening. Lots of national days today.
This is the serious we've ever been. Sorry.
What?
Can I take a quick aside?
Is the tie too much?
No, it is a little much. I need to know. I don't often do this because I hate the hate that we get from texters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm opening up this can of worms and I shouldn't.
Oh, no.
But is this, with TX saying good evening, as hilarious to everyone as it is to me? Because I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of hearing it.
We did get a texter say that I should say good evening during traffic reports, and it made me laugh pretty hard.
You absolutely should. Good evening. Oh, my God, Aaron, you're blowing this opportunity. Okay, so 51059, can we keep this bit going? Okay. Forever.
Good evening. Lots of national days today, most of which I actually participated in.
Oh my God! I was supposed to do one. I still have time.
What is? Okay. Well, it is National Walk to a Park Day.
Oh, it is.
I have done that this morning.
I walked past parks today, so okay, I'm not
that counts. National Handbag Day. I saw them in my closet. My wife has some.
Your wife does not strike me as a handbag girl.
No, she has a lot, but she uses one. She doesn't like switch them back and forth. She gets kind of...
She didn't even strike me, and please tell me if I'm being insulting. She didn't even strike me as a purse person. Like, you guys seem like...
I think she has one big purse, but it also holds like kids' toys. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's got the mom bag a little.
Yep.
It's
but if
in between.
You guys were to go out on a date...
She would switch to... Yeah, she has a couple different purses.
Like a clutch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A couple different ones. It's National Cake Decorating Day.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, we have cupcakes fresh at the Hack House.
Oh, what?
And we had...
Hello?
Aaron.
It's okay.
Aaron can't eat them.
I can fire down gluten in front of Aaron?
It's okay. Also World Mental Health Day. Definitely participating in that, you know?
That's the one I'm supposed to participate in.
We're all...
If you're an Apple user, I don't know if you use your watch or whatever, but it's one of the goals is like you got to do 10 minutes of something today and they'll give you, you know, you get the awards or whatever. There's if you do 10 minutes of any app, like on the Peloton app, you can do a yoga or a meditation.
Okay.
Just do anything good for your mental health for 10 minutes and you'll earn an award from Apple.
Would it be good for your mental health to take off your Apple Watch? Have it quit annoying you?
I need to close the rings.
Take it back, you filthy whore. No, like I have not missed whatever my monthly goal is in like 2 years.
You need to up the odds then, or up the...
Why?
Because it's too easy. I know you're not working out.
That's such... Oh, my God.
You go for walks because you've told me. You said that your knee hurts or whatever, so...
Yeah, but the things are like close your exercise ring 18 times. So then you... Like a walk will help close that.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like do so much cycling. And it's like, so then I cycle. I get on the Peloton or I like whatever. Like... Okay.
You need to raise the stakes
there. I just said no. You don't get like...
Good evening.
Hold on.
What kind of rings do I get for eating a cupcake this morning?
That is the ring.
Zero.
A donut.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
We had our first Avs game of the season last night. We played Las Vegas.
News, but I hate this.
It was pretty disappointing. We lost 8-4, even with a hat trick.
Somebody had a hat trick?
Yeah.
Who?
Rantanen.
Oh, really?
Rantanen
is correct.
I always say it wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. Despite the loss, though, there was some other history made last night.
Let's go. What?
It turns out that forward Ivan made the NHL, NHL debut, and then also became the first player in history to have the same first name and last name.
His name is legitimately Ivan.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It
no
is.
No parent would do that.
Someone did.
If your last name was Aaron and your parents named you
Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have friends that their last name is Simon, and I wanted them to name their kid Simon. So he'd be Simon. Why not? Simon Says.
Okay, that's really a thing.
It could be triple Simon.
One of them has to be... No, you stop talking. You're... Okay, that's... Okay. I tried to turn the game on. I have friends in the neighborhood.
I stopped after the first period because they scored... Yeah, they scored like twice in 30 seconds. And I was like, I'm done.
Do you know what I did instead when the Avs game got bad? Mm. Noah and I watched the original Point Break. And it does not hold up. Keanu Reeves is literally the worst actor in the history of mankind.
Oh.
I love him.
Whoa.
I think he's so dumb. Whoa. I think they're surfers, man. It's the worst.
I've never even heard of this movie.
Point Break?
Yeah.
That's who I envision when you do your hello. Just Keanu. Just, hello?
No, Point Break is, oh my God, never mind. I just said it's a terrible movie. It's there,
And there's more than one?
Well, they redid it like everything else. They redid it with.
Yeah, who was it?
Did they redo it with that Top Gun guy who's in everything now?
Oh, the blonde?
Yeah, it's. I don't think it was him. Who was it with?
No, Luke Bracey, Edgar Ramirez, Teresa Palmer.
Oh yeah, no, it was stupid. It was just all eye candy. They like they basically
in
did
2015.
Like
is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Okay. It's absolutely terrible. Okay,
I have a genuine hockey question.
Yeah.
Oh wait, sorry.
I know when they do the hat trick that you throw the hat, but if you're losing and someone scores a hat trick, do you still
throw the hat?
Yeah. You still do,
no okay. matter what.
Good, I like it because you deserve it.
Yeah.
But what do you think? You think the hockey player takes the hats home?
No, I just think you deserve that moment of getting the hats thrown. Like, but even if you're losing the game.
But then you literally, hats are how much?
They can get pricey.
$20-$30.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's just gone.
Mm-hmm. But they get donated.
To who? Nobody wants used hats.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens.
I'm pretty sure they get donated to shelters.
It's like the losing team Super Bowl win shirts. If you go to Kenya, there's all these people wearing Broncos win again, but they didn't win. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Good evening. Breaking news in the hack diet. I'm not as bad as you might think. A quarter of Americans say they've never eaten a vegetable.
News.
Can you believe it?
You're lying.
Of course I eat vegetables. I have.
He knows what they are. That's, yeah. I guess, more.
Name a vegetable you eat that isn't a potato in fry form.
Okay.
Or
broccoli with cheese.
I'm going to tell you right now, he doesn't eat that.
Yeah, I don't like the cheese. But I
would eat broccoli either.
I would
liar.
Eat broccoli, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
In Chinese food, there's broccoli. Or if my wife makes it, it's good.
But you wouldn't eat it with cheese?
Yeah, I don't like the cheese.
I don't think he eats any.
What?
I don't do the pretzel and cheese. I don't do any of that.
He's very weird. He's very strange. Mm-hmm. So you're using a news story to justify. Do you make your children eat vegetables?
Yes, of course. Yep. Then I eat carrots. That's a vegetable.
That's the worst vegetable there is from a glycemic index point.
Glycemic. Don't give me that.
Isn't that true?
I have no idea.
Spell it.
It's glycemic.
I think that's what I would have guessed.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We'll count it.
Okay. So the story says that 25% of people don't eat any vegetables ever.
Yeah. It's a staggering number of adults. They've never in their entire life had a vegetable. 1 in 4 adults.
Okay.
That's impossible. I refuse to believe it.
All right, Aaron, one more.
Breaking news. This is great for T-Hack. The SpongeBob collab.
No!
With Wendy's.
No!
Debuted.
No!
The Krabby Patty.
No!
You can get at Wendy's.
It's stupid. Do not know.
Kids?
No.
Aye, aye, Captain.
No! It's news or nope, and I said no.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off.
That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, there's a story about everybody loving their first car.
Yeah.
Just because you had a wood paneled Pinto.
There's only wood panel on one side.
And it still counts. Because the other side was like part of a different car.
Did you miss a payment or something?
Dude, Mike.
What happened?
Do you know what a Pinto is even?
I think I've looked it up before because you mentioned it.
Do they still make them?
No, they still, they were exploding cars.
Oh, were they really?
I didn't have the runabout. The Pinto runabout's the hatchback. Those would explode if you hit them in the back.
What year was it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Are you
kidding
me?
I don't know. It was a hand-me-down car. I did not love that car. I love the Independence. I had the station wagon-y looking
one. The way I would love a Pinto right now.
Yeah, this looks cool.
This looks so cool.
Hold up one of your computers so I can see it, please.
Is that...
Okay, that's the runabout. That's the exploding one. Look up the Pinto, like station wagon.
Oh.
It's more station wagon-y. I can't believe you loved... Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Are you wondering why...
Oh, I see.
The wood panel.
I didn't lose my virginity till I was 17 and to somebody who didn't go to my high school.
And you walked there.
I definitely... walked to Chugwater, Wyoming to get her.
But you don't know every detail about your first. It's your first car. You don't even know what year it is. That's surprising.
How would I know? It was like I remember my first car that I got. But you're saying you loved. Didn't your parents give you a piece of crap car because they knew, like you, Aaron, strike me as somebody that your parents were like, you're going to be a terrible driver.
No, it was a medium car. It wasn't just a.
What was your car?
It was a 2005. Black Hyundai Santa Fe.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a nice car.
It was okay. It had a lot of miles on it. It was over 100,000. Okay. But it was like still a good car, safe car.
Did you name it?
Yeah, Black Betty.
Mm. It's good. It's a good color too, because you don't get to choose the color. You just get whatever is handed to you.
Mine was green.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
With wood paneling?
I did not have the wood panel one.
Okay.
I'm lying about that part. But it did have a chocolate brown hood.
Ooh.
And a baby blue passenger side front fender. It didn't
so
when I got
colors.
It. It's because I crashed it right away.
Mm, but you didn't love it? It's your first car. Your first... This
what
is
would,
freedom.
What would there be to love about it other than the independence?
It could get you from here to not here. It could get you away from where
right.
you're. Like,
but
that,
you know,
that's
I didn't love
point.
It. I loved the independence, but that car itself.
And it provided that for you, so it has a special thing behind it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first car was a 2000 Chevy Impala. It was gold. My dad gave it to me. It was his old one, and I loved it. And
Can I stop you?
Okay.
I find it to be a travesty that much like... Hollywood goes like, we don't have any new ideas. Let's just remake Baywatch. Oh, okay. We don't have any new ideas. Let's just make another Marvel movie. Ugh. It's like Chevy goes, oh, let's just bring back the Impala. Well, if you're going to bring back the Impala, then it should look like the car from Supernatural. It should be badass. It should go blah, 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 blah. You drove a grocery getter, a mom, mm-hmm. suburban mom grocery getter. There's no way that should be called an Impala.
I agree.
That should be called an blah.
I agree, because Chevy Impala, that name has such an... If you, oh, yes! I've had an Impala. People go, oh, what year? 2000. They're like, that's...
That's not an Impala.
What? No, that's
like
not.
Right now, there's a Mustang on my street. I get it. There's now they're electric. That is not a Mustang in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You don't get to go like, hey, I got my Stang out there. No, you don't.
You don't.
You don't. I had a buddy who had a Vette in high school.
Oh, cool.
Chevette. Do you know what a Chevette is?
No.
No.
Google that. It makes my Pinto look badass.
Can you? Is that legal? Can you call it that?
Chevette? No, we just called it a Vette to try to get girls to come out of the bar with us.
I see. That's not.
Okay, so if you...
So I loved that car, and I remember the first time... I drove it forever, and then the first time getting my first new car that I was going to buy myself, my Hyundai that I still
have. That's the car you should love.
But I remember getting in it the first time, and it's like, it's brand new, and it's like, this doesn't feel right. I was so comfortable in my first car. I drove it for so long. I knew it. It had all the little quirks. It was missing the passenger side mirror, because in the state of Iowa, you only need one. So
Is that true?
You can take one off, but it better be the passenger side. Kids, are you taking notes?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a real thing?
It really happened, yeah. I took the mirror off, and it was like, well, we're still street legal.
Wow.
So that's why when I change lanes, I still look over my right shoulder, because I'm not used to having the mirror there.
That's wild.
I was just out there.
Did you have relations in that car?
No. We got close.
You didn't. Oh my God.
Dude, I had some girls in the back.
We're almost the same person. Like, I was in marching band. I would have had to have moved my baritone and my big giant Q-tip hat to try to bed someone in the back of my Pinto.
See, I at least had a trunk I could hide that stuff in. We just had kind of the station.
No, it was a hatch. Yeah. No, it was just like you could lay seats down and move stuff aside. Did you boink in Black Betty?
Yes.
Man, we're so lame.
We knew Aaron boinked in the car.
Whoa.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about, what is it, the crazy thing you have memorized?
Just the random thing you have memorized.
Yeah, useless. The more random, the better, I think.
Back in my day, before the interweb... This will definitely date me, because I guarantee you have this memorized, Tiak, but there was a time where this was a big deal. Huh. When you could just walk up to your one friend and go, do the thing. And he'd go, two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Like, not everybody could do that.
Wow.
But it's now everyone can do it, right?
And I don't even know that I had ever even seen the commercials. It just became a thing to do. It's like, you got to learn that to be cool.
Okay. That used to be a thing. Now it needs to be cooler than that. In my opinion, if we're going to take calls for this, they got to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just more random.
Yeah, more random. I think,
or useless.
Does this one count? I haven't said this in so long that I might blow it. Niamat under the alkafluence of alcohol, as many think will peep I am.
That's good.
I don't know if it does count. Because
it's you say it when you're getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And if it makes a cop laugh, you're definitely not getting a DUI. Niamat under the alkafluence of alcohol, as many think will peep I am.
Huh. Has it worked?
The key is to practice it when you're drinking.
Tiak has a point. Mm. So, but what do you have memorized?
Well, we all have P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
We do not.
Yes, we do.
I guarantee you he can't do it right now. Do it.
P. Sherman 42 Wallaby. No. Yeah.
You almost had it.
But only just because you said it. I don't think I could have gotten it by myself.
No, just off the top of my head. Because she says it a billion times in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's like what's... I'm trying to think of what else you have.
I remember you were surprised that I knew the order of the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune,
it's weird
Pluto.
For you to do it without having to sing the song.
What song is there? There's no song. You just memorize
it. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizza pies. Mercury, very Venus, educated Earth, mother Mars, just Jupiter.
See, I think it's so silly to have a song about it, though, because, how do you... It doesn't make sense because there's Mars and Mercury. What if you get them backwards? It doesn't matter because one of them is my mother and it's just
picked one. No, you just know which one is closer to the sun.
Or you can just do Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
And by the way, it's Uranus.
I'm very impressed by both of you.
What?
I'm very impressed by both of you.
You can't do that?
No, I couldn't. I don't know the planets.
You don't even know the names of all of them?
What one are we on? Who knows?
I don't know.
But you really don't? I know we're on one of them, but I don't know the order. Huh. Definitely not. So I'm impressed.
You don't know which ones are closest to us even?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. All right, so here's the deal.
It doesn't affect me.
Okay.
How would it affect me?
Because eventually we're going to go to one of them.
Not me.
Maybe.
I'll be the last on the ship.
Okay.
They don't want me going.
If you've
or they'll
got
send
something,
me there by myself.
Something interesting, random, weird, memorized. It's kind of like talent show.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's like something weird you've got stuck in your brain. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I know all of the members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I'll never forget them.
You know all the members?
Your first and last name.
Go.
NSYNC is Justin Timberlake, JC Chazet, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Joey Fatone. The Backstreet Boys are AJ McLean, Kevin Richardson, Brian Littrell, Howie Durow, and Nick Carter.
Oh my God.
Who doesn't know that? But you know the planets?
Everyone. Why would you need to know that?
Name One Direction.
Harry Styles. Louis Tomlinson,
God, you're
Zayn Malik, Malik Malik. We were just talking about that. I don't know how to say it. Harry Styles.
You already said Harry Styles. You said Harry
Niall
Styles.
Niall Horan and Liam Payne.
Mm.
And I don't even like that band. I just
what? Name the members of
Boyz II Men.
Band Camino.
Spencer Stewart, Jeffrey Jordan, and I don't remember the drummer's name.
That is
Gareth.
Really stupid.
I know a lot of band member names. Okay. Mark Hoppus, Tom DeLonge, Travis Barker's, Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron knew that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.02 times 10 to the 23rd moles.
Mm.
That's Avogadro's number.
Oh, yeah. You've like tried to brag about that, but whatever. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah. Quit studying planets. Get down to the cellular level.
Okay, I just need to know. I need to know where our bar is set. If somebody calls right now, 303-222-5423, and they say, mitochondria is a... If they say that, are you going to let them through?
No, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Can anybody do the thing how we are a species? It's like the phylum, genus...
No. I used to, but no. Not anymore.
It's like genus, phylum, rock'em, sock'em, robot.
Or something. Like the order of adjectives.
What are the order of adjectives?
It's like value, size, age, temperature, shape, color, origin, material.
I've never heard this before this moment.
Really?
I honestly have
it's
never.
It's why the big red balloon sounds fine and the red big balloon does not. Because it's supposed to be in a specific order. I read this. Oh. I did not know it. Just for the record. The big red balloon, because you're going in size,
that's
color.
In English then.
Yes,
because
yes,
I'm going to
yes,
tell
yes.
you, that's one of my favorite things about foreign languages.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like, if I'm like, Tiak, look, the red. And he's like looking around for red. But in another country, they go, Tiak, the car red. So he looks
yes.
for
he's
a car that is red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you I go, look, red, you're like, red what?
Right.
There's a red bird. There's a red sweater. There's a red head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were talking about the Ferrari.
Yeah, and it's gone. I missed it.
Correct.
I agree. I like that.
So we're stupid. We have this order.
Wow.
When you should name the noun first. I want you to look at that building that's crooked. Not look at the crooked what? The crooked politician, the crooked, like what? It could be a million things that are crooked.
Yeah.
Can you say them all again?
Yes. It goes value, size, age, temperature, shape, color, origin, material.
I've never heard of that. Before.
Me neither.
Honest to God, I did not know that was a thing.
If it doesn't have Nick Carter in it, I don't know. I don't know about it.
All right. If you have something really stupid memorized, we want to hear what it is. 303.
Derek Sturgis. He's a drummer for Band Camino. I just thought of it.
Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? I have that whole scene memorized anyways.
Okay, I'm gonna green light you doing that whole... Is that the chess scene?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron's going to do the chess scene from Harry Potter, and we want to hear what you have memorized. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak is in the other room getting calls for the stupid thing you have memorized. And before he gets in here, without further ado, it is time for Aaron to
reenact. Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No, Ron, no! What is it? He's gonna sacrifice himself! No, you can't! There must be another way! Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? It's you who must move on, Harry. I know it is. Not me. Not Hermione. You're...
Wow.
It keeps going, though. Or is that it?
That's the majority.
Okay, now turn the movie off. Now you do it.
That's crazy.
That's really
good.
That's
a really long scene.
Yeah, I love the voice changes even.
I know. You could tell who was talking, right? Yeah. Not me. Not Hermione. Yeah.
They kind of go a little Australian at the
end. A little bit.
But it's fine.
So what is the stupid crap you have memorized? Barb?
Yes.
What do you got memorized?
Yay.
Oh, wait. You do the Big Mac theme?
Backwards.
Oh.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Hold on. That's... Okay, go.
Okay. Bun, seed, sesame, onions, pickles, cheese, lettuce, sauce, special patties, beef, all two.
That is so stupid.
Actually, I thought you were just going to say the things, but it's actually backwards. Like, she didn't say two patties. She said two. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole thing backwards.
What did you think she was saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could just say the order of them wrong. Like backwards, but it would be two patties would be the last thing she said. She said patties too.
Oh, just she just memorized the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you're not real bright, are you?
I'm wondering if you are.
I'm literally trying to figure out. Okay, it's fine. Tiag and I are going to fight this one out. But like, why do you know that? Why would you learn that?
Because when I was on family vacation going to Florida, I was so bored in the back seat that I taught myself that, and I was about 12 years old then, and I never forgot it.
Sorry, she said Florida. We have
to.
Oh yeah.
Florida! Okay, that's amazing.
Florida.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. It's just...
Wow, very impressive.
I mean, we wanted random things. That's just the most random thing to learn. People who learn the alphabet backwards is also stupid, but it's like... Okay, Rich?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So I have like 4 minutes before I get back to work, but I'll do this quick. I learned the quadratic equation by, it's the Pop Goes the Weasel song. It's x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared over 4ac all over 2a. You're welcome.
That is legitimately the quadratic equation. Yeah.
You're welcome. I know.
Okay.
What is that going to do for me here? I'm chatting.
Absolutely nothing. Thank you, Rich. Have fun at work.
I learned it in a song, too. I don't remember it, though.
But I don't remember it either.
I remember the all over 2A, so maybe it was that.
I wonder, if you have a job where you use the quadratic formula, text in. Do you get shamed if
nobody
if you sing it? You're like, hold on, guys.
Like, you're at NASA? Yeah,
I think I have something.
Doug?
Yai.
What do you got memorized?
Well, just as you said on the preview there, I learned in case I ever get pulled over, I learned the alphabet backwards.
You're one of those people. I literally just talked about you. Do it. Go.
Go Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
Wow.
So
very good.
No, I didn't think you were going to do it backwards. What I thought you were going to do is just do all the
backwards.
I know. I'm just, trust me. It's
he's making fun of T-Hag.
Do you understand what T-Hag was saying?
Yeah, I do. He thought it was going to be like ingredient, like if it were sour pickles, it would just be, but she did pickle sour. Like
He just did it. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Legit do not get it.
It was more impressive than I thought it was going to be, is what I was trying to say.
This is more impressive than I want it to be. Nicole?
Yay!
Stupid crap you got memorized. What do you got?
Back in the 90s, I learned how to count to 10 in Finnish. And I have never had a practical purpose for using it ever since. But
well, today's your day.
This is your moment.
Hit it. Let's count to 10. We have our Finnish friends. Count it down for them or up.
Uksi kaksi kolmi neljä viisi kuusi seitsemän kahdeksan yhdeksän kymmenen.
Nice. Should I
bleep some of that?
I don't know.
She could have literally just said.
I don't know what she said.
Thank you, Nicole. That's weird. Susie.
Yes. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
What do you got memorized?
Roy G. Biv.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
What's Roy G. Biv?
The colors of the rainbow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet.
Yep.
Correct?
You knew that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I not know that?
I can remember that. I can't remember exactly when I learned it, but.
Okay, Roy G. Biv. Yeah. That's never going to leave my brain.
It's a good alias if you ever stay at a hotel or something.
Roy G. Biv?
Yeah.
Or a stripper name.
The drummer from Skid Row, his alias was Are You Serious?
Oh, cool.
Oh, God, I probably shouldn't have said that. All right, thank you.
I like the stripper name, too. That's
Shannon?
Yay, guys.
Yay. What stupid stuff you have in your head?
The preamble to the Constitution.
I don't even know what
Go.
That is.
I learned it in, like, fourth grade, and I'm 39 now. So.
I want you to do some of it, but I want you to pretend you're Hermione, Ron Weasley, and Harry Potter. Go.
We, the people of the United States of America, in order to form more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote digital welfare.
Not me!
Not Hermione!
Not Hermione!
Yarr!
All right, that was incredible. Eugene.
Yay.
What's the stupid thing you got memorized?
If a spaceship lands in your backyard with two flat tires, how many pancakes does it take to fill a doghouse?
Hold up! Say the whole... Okay, if a spaceship lands in your backyard with two flat tires...
How many pancakes does it take to fill a doghouse?
And there's an answer?
Yes, the answer is 23 ice cream cones.
I don't get it.
Now do that whole thing backwards. What does that mean? Does that mean something?
It's just a thing that a group of punk rock kids, me and a bunch of my friends, came up with on drugs down in like.
And T-Hack let you through.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I know that we've been asked by the texters to stop, like one texter to stop talking about.
I think
Aaron.
It's like two.
Two?
Yeah.
To stop talking about Aaron's dating life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have to talk about it every day?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
There's new developments every day.
I'm thinking about joining Aaron.
What?
You should. I'm really struggling with it. So I'm not.
Come on. You're both quitting?
It's not quitting. I'm putting myself first. I'm creating boundaries.
Aaron,
yes.
It is officially mm-hmm. cuffing season.
Yeah, and I refuse to participate.
You're not going to cuff.
No. No apps. I do have Raya because I think that's just fun. I'm not going to actually meet anyone from there, but it's fun to have.
I wasn't able to get on Raya. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
I thought I was off the apps. Like, I don't check them.
Just not a lot of notifications from them.
Oh, my heart. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's one thing, T-Hack.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What are you quitting exactly?
Wow. This is probably the worst conversation I've ever... This is not how I expected it to go.
I'm sorry.
Go on. I decided to go into my, like, the new iPhone stuff is in there, and I'm like, some things don't look right, so I'm like, started to go into different settings on my phone, and then one of the things you do, like, if you click on your name, like, when you go into settings and you click on your name mm-hmm. at the top of the phone, one of the things that comes up is, like, subscriptions.
Yeah.
And I hit it, and I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. I'm subscribed to HBO Max, Hulu, mm-hmm. Netflix.
Apple,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, my God, look at all this. I was subscribed to Tinder and Hinge still.
Oh, so you deleted what? The apps, but you still didn't...
I didn't delete the apps. I wasn't getting any notifications. Thank you, T-Hack. But like, I wasn't swiping.
Yeah, you weren't using
them.
Yeah,
you weren't actively using it. So correct. How would, in your defense, how would you get matches if you aren't trying
also,
to match?
I never turned the notifications on. I hate getting notifications from apps. If I want to go look at something, any of my apps, mm. it's like... like Google Home's constantly like, there's someone in your, and I'm like, I don't need to know. Like, if I want to know, I'll go look, like mm-hmm. whatever. But
intruder,
like,
intruder. Ah, shut up. Right. Let me sleep.
But I, so don't try to be funny now, man.
You're
it's
right.
too late.
You're right.
You've already cut me to the quick. So I went in and looked, and so you cancel them, but they keep you for whatever period.
Yeah.
So one of them expires today. And the other one expires 2 days from now, and then...
Then that's it. So you might as well not even use them. Don't.
Oh, no.
Or should I just go...
Yeah, one last blast, baby. No.
Wild.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And just swipe my face off.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
You don't need that. You don't need a
bender.
Do
you know how many dates I went on with either of the apps?
I don't.
No.
Zero from Tinder... Zero. And I think that's the one that expires today.
Okay.
Okay. Is Tinder was the one, is that like a lot of catfishing going on, a lot of scammy stuff,
are.
It seemed
they
like?
All yeah. are. I went on one date from Bumble.
Oh.
Okay.
That's where she asks first?
Sort
or
of.
She messages first?
She messages first, yeah. And then one from Hinge. Total. Total.
Okay.
Total. I would like, if I went back into my Apple receipts, I've spent.
Yeah. A lot.
Mm.
For nothing. But so, I'm not Aaron. I feel help, like, now what? So what am I supposed to do right now? Aaron is, like, comfortable. She mm-hmm. wants to go do things alone. You've been...
But I think that's where it gets a little, like, sure, I think there's false confidence in it.
In what? The fact that you had 10 billion matches on each of the apps?
That, but then like me wanting to do things alone, it's because all of the matches have crumbled. So it's like, okay, I'm done. I need a break. I need to create new boundaries.
You had a billion. So I had no matches. Mm-hmm. So nothing worked out. You had a billion matches, but our result is the same.
Yes.
Nothing worked out, which is, it's almost, I see now that you just said that it's worse for you. Because you got...
It's not a comparison.
No, but it's like, for me, it's just like nobody... I'd almost rather be nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I guess I'll go eat worms, than, oh my God, he loves me. No, he doesn't.
Right.
Oof.
Oh my God, he loves... No, God, another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's worse, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But I almost... it's better to have love and loss than never love at all. Feels like
mm-hmm.
I wonder. I think I'd
what
almost
a lie.
Switch. No, you're right. Well, I don't know. So
I'm wondering, as someone who's not on the dating apps, obviously, like you said, false confidence. Do you get a false sense of confidence, like just when you're at home? Let's say it's a Friday night, but you're at home, but you're on the app and
oh,
you're swiping.
Absolutely.
So you're like, I'm making
There's,
progress.
I still am battling like a muscle memory of like swiping
swipe,
to get to the app to open the app because it's so,
so
it's so addicting. I have deleted Hinge and Tinder. I still have Raya, like I said, but.
They're
just
not even on
fun.
Your phone. You there's
nope,
no temptation.
Nope.
Wow. Well, that's I wonder.
There's still a temptation. There are still times where I'm like, I should re-download it. I need like a little confidence boost.
Because you should be confident, but your swagger after the crappy breakup, then when it was just like
yeah.
the flood
I know.
Of attention, you. Not
you,
that you don't
you
still
said,
have it.
You and two other random people that I had met outside said. You have BDE.
Like, yeah. It was bizarre how B your BDE was.
Yeah.
Like, big.
Well, I just wonder, like, if you were to go out to a bar and to try to meet people more organically, and let's say it still didn't work out, and you come home and you would feel like, oh, this is a failure, but that's better. Like, you got closer to success than staying at home and swiping, and you didn't even really message anybody. It's like, at least you were out
kind
there.
Of.
You kind of talked to people. You were like... made more progress, right?
So is that what you're suggesting I do? That's the only reason I'm bringing this up. Are you saying, do I do the errand and just do everything alone? Because that's your plan, right?
I think you should. I truly think you should.
I think it could be good for you. Because I'm the same as you. It feels very weird to imagine doing that, but I could see why.
Yeah,
it would...
when was the last time you were alone?
The drive to and from work.
No, I mean much. Alone. Like, not dating, not married, alone.
Oh, I mean years, yeah. Over a decade.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to that.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Scary
like,
place.
The idea
is me hanging out with me, ugh.
Right? But so even though,
but that's why you should do things alone, so you can relearn who you are and like fall in love with
I
yourself.
Don't want to get to know me at all.
Well, then neither will anyone else.
Yeah. We can come over.
So, oh my God, it's so
So is that worse?
It's so much worse. Like, I'm honestly just looking for suggestions at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do now. Because while nothing panned out with all my right swipe, at least there is a glimmer of something.
But it could have been a glimmer of false hope, and that, like you said, hurts more. Yeah. So what do you want?
I think there's a more of a glimmer if you go out and even if you just had a conversation with somebody like at the bar by yourself, you had eaten sushi, you had like that, you made more progress
for sure
technically than the apps.
Okay. I'm saying this. You have 5 hours left on Tinder to find me.
I'll help you swipe.
And dude, yes, because my thumb is painted. In 2 days, I am as single and alone as Aaron is.
Welcome to the club.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think one of the best parts about being a parent is when you get to see the parts of your kid that are like exactly like you. Like
that's narcissistic. You know?
Aaron, you're right. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's one of those, I understand.
You know, like you're like, oh, the genes definitely passed on. Like you are a lot like me. But I also think the worst part about being a parent is when you see your kid being exactly like you.
Yes. There
it's,
it is.
It's the worst part too.
Yeah, 100%.
I was coming back around. Well, give me a second.
Yeah. Cause yeah. I mean, I see like Mia shreds a guitar. She's awesome.
Oh, that's so, there's nothing better than like.
Yes. And Noah at times is such an entitled piece of hell. and has like highbrow tastes and expects that to happen for him at any given time. And I'm like, where did you? Oh, that's me. Sorry. I mean, you know, it's exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I look at Mia and go, that's definitely something I passed on. Her fingers are just long and her, she's got the gift. She can play guitar. She's great. And it's, and then you just, then you see out of the corner of your eye, somebody just being a total D-bag and you're like,
oh, that's me too.
I have many things to pass on to my children and they're not all good.
So we were at Chuck E. Cheese recently with my family and they're having Chuck E. Cheese's, okay. And so,
I was going to say.
Sometimes I just want to hear my voice and I feel like I got to interrupt to hear it one more.
We know. All right.
51059.
Literally one of the best burns I've ever had. That was awesome. Yeah, we know. Okay.
So we're at Chuck E. Cheese and we're having Chuck a great Cheese's. Time. And then it's like they do this thing where, when Chuck is about to come out. The real Chuck in the like the mascot, you know?
Oh, yeah, because they dumped the animatronics, right?
Right,
yeah.
They're not there anymore, which is...
I know, it makes you sad.
Very sad. Because it's just not the same. They still have all the stuff on the TVs where they do the different songs, but I want the
you'll
live...
see the live
performance, you know? You can't beat live music.
If you've played Five Nights at Freddy's or watched the movie, you want the animatronics gone.
Yeah.
They're scary.
I think there should be some sort of lawsuit against that movie. From Chuck.
Five Nights?
Yeah. Because it's like you just ruin a whole industry just because you make one movie about like, there's other.
It's a series of video games, thank you, and one movie so far. But yeah, it's not good. And if you play the VR version of that game.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrifying.
Please come over and play it. It's so, it's terrifying.
Oh, I'm in.
Because there, and you're just like, and you're just dead, and it just happens real fast.
Wow.
It's all so. Right. Okay.
So we're at Chuck E. Cheese, and he's going to.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Chuck is going to come out, Charles. But before he comes out, they make everyone, they're like, all right, he's going to come, but we got a chance. So then the whole restaurant's going, Chuck E. It's a little like a seance where it's like, we're summoning him from wherever he comes from.
Yeah.
So then finally Chuck comes out.
Here he comes. He's heard enough chanting.
So it's awesome. We're all, he's here. And he's meeting the kids and stuff. And my son gives him a hug. You know, he's, that's Chuck. And he comes to me and he's like, yeah, I'm going to ask him to take his helmet off. Like, who is it? I want to see what.
Your son wants that?
He's like, I want to see what he looks like. And I'm like, no. You can't. You can't ask him that. You can't. Don't.
No, that is who he is. He is.
He's Chuck.
He's
right.
A giant rat in a pizza restaurant, and we're okay with it. Yeah.
Thank you. That has been my thing this whole time.
I get it. I mean, it's like, does the FDA not come in? Is there not a food inspector that comes in? And
why
like,
are we trusting a rat?
D in front of the window. It's like they failed inspection because there's a huge rat.
They didn't summon him. You have to summon him. You have to put out the.
Well,
the
Subway
candles
summoned
and,
the other little rat things and. Or not Subway, Quiznos. Sorry.
Quiznos.
Look what happened to that.
But my son just won't let it go. He's like, I'm going to go up and ask him to take his helmet off because I want to, like, it's bothering him inside. Yeah, and I realized, like,
that's you.
This is me completely.
Yes.
Because, so we have this in common. We both used to want to be magicians when we were much younger.
Oh, God.
Because I couldn't stand, I love magic. I love seeing magicians, I can't stand not knowing how they're doing it. I hate the mystery. I hate the magic part of it. I just want to know how you do. Yes. Did you ever watch the show Masked Magician?
Yes.
I refuse.
Really?
You refuse? See,
The guy who gives away the secrets?
Yes.
You have to figure it out on your own or you don't get to know.
There's there's a new show. I think it has Penn and Teller and they're like judges and you have to fool.
Oh, yeah. Fool Us.
I don't understand
that's one
how
of
they
my
do
YouTube
it.
Algorithms.
Oh,
I spend
so
hours on Fool Us, but I only watch the Foolers. I only watch the ones who got through.
Do they say, like, do they explain how they do it?
In code.
Yeah.
They're going, we noticed you, like, we loved your act. And, like, when we think about teeter totters and, like, other playground equipment, you're like, what are they doing? And then the guy's like, yep, okay. And you're
interesting.
Like, it's something to do with, like, a back and forth. They speak, they do not give the trick away.
Okay.
But they say enough to the magician on the stage to go. And sometimes they're like, you know, when you're wearing your special pants, and the guy's like, nope. And he'll rip his pants off, and they're like, oh my God, if it's not that, then you fooled us. And the trophy comes down.
Wow.
Oh, that show is so incredible.
Yeah, I love that too. But I loved The Masked Magician because it was a show that came on, and I remember I watched every it's on YouTube.
Magicians hate that man.
I know.
Was his identity ever revealed?
It was.
They know who he is. Like, okay. Was it on the show? I mean, think he magicians did at the very knew. End. Oh, he did? God, I hate that dude.
Val Valentino, maybe?
Great. I hate him.
Why?
And I don't
I
like
loved
you
it.
Either.
Why? I need to know. Yeah,
why
it's
do
definitely
you even
Val
know?
Valentino. It's... Because that it just bothers me. I have
don't
that
you want to live in a world where magic is real?
Yeah, but it's not. So yeah,
right.
But...
So then just let it be real until you figure
no,
it out.
No, I need to know the answers.
Oh my
but
God.
How am I going to figure it out? I'll never figure it out on my own. I
then
tried.
Don't figure it out.
But
and
it
just
bothers
be blown
me.
Away.
How is he? Has Leo ever been anywhere else where there's mascots or whatever?
He's been to a Rockies game.
Did he try to knock Dinger's head off?
No, he didn't get close enough, really. And we haven't really been to like a theme park or anything where there would be others. So that was the closest he's ever been.
Because I'm wondering,
to one.
Like, how did he know? Because my nephew is similar age, and Mickey is Mickey.
He believes it.
Yeah,
100%. Then you know whose problem it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're a terrible parent.
Why? What did I
because
do?
Because you've told him there's a dude in there.
They watched the Masked Magician yes. together.
I didn't tell
yes,
him that.
You watched the Masked Magician.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a dude. He told me.
Who did?
Leo.
You lie. Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. It's something intrinsic. I remember my mom threw a surprise birthday party for me once when I was like 13 or something, and I remember opening the door to the garage. All my friends are there. And they're surprise. And it's just like, no. How? How'd you do this? How'd you pull this off? What I need to know. Tell me. I'm just
gosh.
The worst person, and I've passed that on to my son.
Yeah. So we're gonna need to medicate your son.
I don't know.
Like I don't know
immediately.
What to, like
I get. I was surprised you didn't. You love magic, and you didn't want to see the Masked Magician. I don't understand
I watch
that.
Shin Lim do magic. It is the greatest thing. I have no idea how he does any of it.
Because I know it's still a skill. Magic's still a skill.
Oh,
even
sure.
if I know how it's done, I can't do it. I can't do the cards. I can't pull it off. So it's not ruining it for me. And in fact, I think it makes it more impressive because I know what he's doing and I still can't see it.
If you share my hatred of T-Hack right now, I honestly don't know what to do with you. Do you want to do, like, I'm going to tell you this. This is a weird little story. I met one time the guy inside of Rocky.
Oh.
There's a guy inside of Rocky.
And it was magical. It was a magical moment, but it kind of broke me.
Cause now you picture
Because Rocky's him. The greatest mascot in all of sports.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Although give Chuck a run. Like we don't know what kind of tricks he could do.
It
I don't
just
know.
Then all of a sudden I can just see his face. Like when when I saw Rocky's lifeless body falling down
from
the...
Oh, come on. Don't bring that up.
All right. Let's move on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Both of you are in super amounts of denial. And
no.
No.
I'm going to tell you this. How about we let you make your case,
okay.
And then we take it to the text line, 51059. I feel, using my therapy words, that both Aaron and T-Hack are Disney adults. Facts.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hey, would you go to Disney right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we?
You're a Disney adult.
No.
Yes.
You have tickets? Can we go?
What's the difference? If you would go, why would you go as an adult?
Why would you not go? It's
because
it's awesome.
It's fun.
What's fun about it?
First off, the pickles there, so good.
Okay.
I don't even, every time I go there, the first thing I do, pickle.
When people say things like this, I can't even think of another example, but it's like... Like my son, we used to go like, what do you want to do for vacation? It's like, I want to go to Mexico. And you're like, oh my God, that's so great. I love the beach. I love the pool. I love the all-inclusive. Why do you want to go? The donuts and the bacon. Like, you're right. Let's drop $5,000 on an all-inclusive resort
for
donuts and bacon.
I went to Brazil in November. Great. And you said, Aaron, get me some ham chips. And I came home with three bags
Fandangos.
Of weird,
they are so
weird
good.
Ham chips.
Ham like, chips? Yes.
They're just presunto flavored.
Like a pork rind?
No, it's just, they're like a puffy.
Ham chips, bro.
They're so good. Don't say bro. If you're Brazilian and you know what Fandangos are, or you have access to them, please text into 51059. They're just ham flavored, but it just means they're salty. You guys, you don't understand. There's just, okay. That doesn't make me... I wouldn't book a trip to Brazil just for the Fandangos. I wouldn't. I would for Alvinos, but not for Fandangos. But like, here's what I'm saying. I'm not so hung up on one thing that I would do the other thing. You're like, the pickles are dope. That's dumb. That's not a reason to go to Disney.
No, roller coasters are fine.
$400. if you like roller coasters, Elitch right down there. Go to Cedar Point. Go
I would
to
love,
like,
yeah, I would love to. Mm,
I've been to Cedar Point. It's, it is good. But there's
all Iowans just go there. You guys are. If you're from the Midwest, you just go to Cedar Point. It's so stupid.
It's close.
Do you not like roller coasters?
Huh? No, I like roller coasters too. But like Cedar Point's how much to get in? $60 or something? How much is Disney to get in?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You got comped last time.
It's hundreds. It's
she did
be.
The sad eyes. It's hundreds and hundreds.
I just want the pickle. Please, sir, let me in.
Tiak, admit. Okay. So far, what you've heard, if these guys would go at the drop of a hat, are they Disney adults? 51059. Yes or no? Tiak, say your stupid little statement.
I don't like the roller coasters. I like the shows at Disney. Because they're professional actors. They cast them. It's like a real... You, to be a Disney, to be employed by Disney, do you know how talented you have to be?
I don't know. They do have like Marvel ones where Ant-Man and like just random people are fighting
about?
Each other.
Yeah, there's like there's Lion King shows. There's
Inside the Park?
Inside the Park, yeah.
The only shows I'm thinking of are
you
like,
guys are too busy waiting in line for the stupid roller coasters. You got to get in line for
the
shows.
You're doing the stupid thing that nobody wants to go to. Why would you go...
Front row every time.
I bet. Because you're a nerd.
I literally don't know what shows he's talking about. I could tell you exactly about the Star Wars rides and the Marvel rides, but like shows,
what
no idea.
What about the Indiana Jones show? He does a show?
Mm. No one goes to that part of the park. You are such a dork. You're definitely a Disney adult.
It's Indiana Jones.
No, it's not. It's some guy pretending to be Indiana
he's
Jones.
He's got to be so That's, good to be cast.
No, he does. Okay, so you're a dork. I need you to make a case for why you're not. What? You went last year.
I went twice this year, yes.
Okay, great.
Twice.
So what, how does that make you not, what would you have to do to be more of a Disney adult than going twice? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are you an adult?
Yes.
Oh, and you went to Disney twice. I don't know. Let's put
because
those two words together.
No.
Disney, twice,
no.
Adult.
Because I am very fortunate adult. And I was comped tickets, so I didn't have to pay for anything, really.
Okay. But you'd still go.
It would be, I don't think I would go as easily, no.
But.
Would I like would a candle that smells like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Yes, I would.
Then you're a Disney adult.
But, that's where I think it starts crossing over. When you
exactly.
have the merch and you have stuff like that. You're like
the house things. Like they have so many different wreaths and like utensils for your kitchen. Like. So many things.
So
I
if
think
you don't have
you
any mouse
that,
ears, you're not a Disney adult?
No, you can still have mouse ears and be not a Disney adult.
Because you have mouse ears.
Yes, I do. I don't wear them. I got
you're
them.
Suddenly into tattoos.
Yeah.
Would you get a Disney tattoo?
No, absolutely not.
You lie.
No.
You absolutely would.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I know people who have Disney tattoos. Then that's definitely a Disney adult, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you have like a themed wedding. I knew people who've had a Disney-themed wedding.
But you would.
I don't think I would.
If,
no.
If anything, no. If anything, he would have a Muppets wedding.
Yeah. Now that I would. The Muppets have a show at Disney? Did you know
Do they
that?
Really?
Yeah, it's right across from Pizza Planet.
No
or,
way.
I mean, give or take. Who knows?
Okay. 51059. Am I? No, you know, I'm not even going to include me in it because then people, you know, people hate me.
Yeah.
And they're going to just go like, Slacker's wrong. Prove, like, you guys are. And it's okay to be. I mean,
it just has such a
though.
Negative connotation. It's like we never grew up. It's like, I feel like we did grow up. We just also still enjoy going to Disney, seeing the shows.
You enjoyed the shows.
I thought we all did.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that seems really unfair, but a guy got robbed.
Oh, no.
And he got arrested for it.
How rude.
It'll make sense in a minute.
Okay. I have a story that means I don't know that my kids can ever watch Sesame Street again.
Oh no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Germany, no!
Das Boot.
Is what?
Das Boot.
Oh, okay. I just wrote
Gutenberg?
It This is Gutenberg. Das Better. Okay, that was
scary. That was a...
Oh, no. Oh, it's Arnold. Arnold. Okay.
Okay.
It's not the Puma.
My story's out of Germany. There was a man who was caught speeding by one of those roadside units that takes a picture of him.
I hate those.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten a few of those myself. The driver can be seen speeding 60 miles an hour in a 50 zone, so not that dangerous, but...
You're going down, buddy.
Breaking the law. The kicker is this person was dressed as Cookie Monster.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie.
Cookie Monster German?
Good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for Cookie. That's good enough.
Oh, we're only halfway through the song. Okay. This bad boy.
I was always told that if they don't see who's driving, you can't give them the ticket.
They still send it to you.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been in enough of those where people contest, and I've been there. Contest the photographer, yeah. And they don't care.
That was Cookie Monster, man. That wasn't me.
Big Bird.
Cookie Monster, he was speeding. He set a bad example.
You're right. No more Sesame Street.
Yeah. Mm. He will face a fine of $45. If he's ever caught, Cookie Monster's just out there.
I know exactly where he's at.
Where?
I can tell you his address. So he lives on Sesame Street.
I think he's hiding out with Oscar the Grouch.
That's what I was thinking.
He's probably in the trash can.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe he's the Snuffleupagus. Is he real or is he a figment?
I thought that was Winnie the Pooh.
No, Snuffleupagus is the big giant woolly mammoth.
What's the name of the...
Oh, my God.
The guy from Winnie the Pooh. That's like imaginary, but it's not.
There is no imaginary thing.
It's like Heffalum. Heffalum.
Okay.
Well,
anyway.
We ran out of time for my story, but
Pooh was indicted for murder.
My story's from Texas.
Mm. Yeehaw!
Yeah, so this feller was having relations with a girl, you know, and when they got done, she grabbed $100 from him, and she fled away.
Oh, no.
So he called the popo. Popo showed up, and he was like, listen up, this woman I was just having relations with just ran off with my money, and they were like, what's her name? And he said, I don't know, she's a hooker.
Oh.
And the police were like, well... I have some good news and I have some Nope, I don't have any good news.
You said the magic word.
Somebody's going to jail today and it ain't the hooker. So they arrested him for soliciting a prostitute and the hooker got to keep her money because no one can find her. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.